Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the man's good shit. Let's go hook him up!
Introduction. So I guess I'm going to be all alone here for a few minutes. Anyway, this week we will be talking about the Wrestling Observer Awards, and we pretty much do a show every year talking about giving our picks for the Wrestling Observer Awards, which is basically stuff like we have our other professional co-host on the line, Craig. What's going on, Craig?
Shut up! I just texted you. I'm professional. Why do we have to move the show again this week?
I actually did. It is my fault. I had a date last night, okay. So that's very acceptable reasons.
I see.
And I actually did explain that you weren't cool enough to at least text me and let me know you were late. Our other co-host was a little late too, and apparently while I was putting them on, he didn't like my introduction of him and he hung up.
Well, that'll learn you.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll call back soon, because I'm hoping he has the list of all the categories in front of him, because I certainly do not.
I looked for him. I couldn't find him.
Craig, all you got to do is just look for just go down the archives of the newsletter. But I guess this will teach me not to piss off the church until after we have an email or a listing of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Cool. Well, before we get started, how was your week this past week?
Stressful. And the closer it gets to Christmas, the more stressful it gets. You know what I mean?
Okay. I was thinking maybe you were stressed because, you found some stuff that was missing from your house after Rodney left and went back to Brian.
No, that didn't happen yet. In fact, I'm pretty sure he left a mint on the pillow and a tip. So,
knowing Rodney, he probably would do that. He probably would make everyone's bed before he left.
Yeah, we had a good time last week after we got off the show here. I was like, well, what are we doing today? Hey, there's your phone. I said, hey, what are we doing today? And he said something about never throwing a snowball. So I loaded him into the vehicle, and we went up to the hill and found some snow and goofed off for a couple of hours. Good time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm gonna text this fool to call back. so hopefully he will.
Probably a good idea.
And then hopefully then we can get started, or else then I'm going to be forced to look up the stuff on the Observer site, and that'll probably take me like 10 minutes.
Well, see why it took me so
long. And then I had to give up the room with the computer because my brother was getting a call on his phone, and he's in there talking, so now I'm cool. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done. All right. Apparently not. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Such a professional show we have this week. Well, every week, let's be honest.
Well, anyway, the show was moved for a good reason because, like I said, I did have a date, and I actually had an awesome time at a comedy club, and I actually seen the headline. It was actually somebody that I've seen before on Comedy Central, like the last comic standing. So that was pretty cool. It was actually a very entertaining show. I think it was called the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club, and it was. They had actually three comedians, and it was an awesome time. Apparently, the people I was. My date and some other people that we knew, apparently the food sucked, but I got there a little late, so I decided to wait till after the show, which was lucky because everybody was bitching about the food. But as far as the talent, the show was actually pretty awesome. Let's see if I can go back to my room now.
Since Cat Williams was here a couple weeks ago, I'm afraid to go to any comedy clubs. So...
We are joined by our other co-host. Sorry, I've been away from the computer. What's going on, Katrina? What happened earlier?
Normally, I don't. When you're introducing your co-host, you probably don't want to call them names. That's true.
How do you know I wasn't talking about Craig?
Because I was on the line.
Well, I'm not stupid. That's how I know.
Craig could have gone to a clan meeting.
Okay. I've only hung up on you like 4 dozen times. Five dozen less than I've hung up on Brian.
Well, Katrina, since you didn't join us last week, how was your trip to Mississippi?
It was fine.
Cool. I like Katrina. He's a man of few words and likes to get things done and out of the way.
I know, right? Unless we're talking about, like, 80s Crockett territory, then he'll start talking like a madman, but other than that, yeah. But, Katrina, do you have a list, an actual list of the categories?
No.
Well, could you find one, please? Because, I depend on you for that.
You didn't think about this when you were putting the show together?
No. It was your idea.
It's his show.
I just went with the flow.
Hold on, damn it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I'm sure somebody wanted us to go over our picks from last year, and quite honestly, I have no
I don't even remember what I said last year. I don't remember what I said yesterday.
I know, right? I was like, bro, you got 18 minutes to figure it out and let us know.
I'm sure they weren't good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the ones involving John Cena we got correct, and all the other ones we probably missed.
That's fair. Somebody want me to remember shit from a year ago. Look, damn.
It's our listeners, brother.
Yeah. We do need to get the show back to Friday because I get inundated from Twitter and on the board from people demanding to know what the hell is going on. And, Mark Wren was probably threatening to kill people last night since there was no show. And
I've got Granny runs her wacky contests. I've got an idea. I've got some prizes to give out, and I don't know how to do it, but I want it to be able to promote the show. You know what I'm saying? So I got a couple of extra Figure Four shirts in the closet. I think there's a large and an extra large in there. And I've got a Double X Warrior promo T-shirt, and I've also got a couple of Ring of Honor DVDs. And I'm trying to figure out a good way to get these in the hands of people to help out our show.
Okay.
So silence on the other end.
Well, I'm kind of. I have no idea what we could actually do, other than
maybe if you retweet our show or something like that on a weekly basis, we'll you know, we'll pull a name out of a hat and send them a prize or, you know, something like that. Couture actually talked about throwing together some old, you know, wrestling DVDs and things like that as well. So, I don't know. I'm open for suggestions and from our listeners as well. So I'd greatly appreciate that.
Okay. I just finally saw that movie Warrior the other day. That's a fucking awesome film.
It's a good.
How big is Kurt Angle's part in that film?
It's not very big.
Pretty big.
Well, I mean, they kind of build him up like the,
yeah,
kind of like, I guess, Fedor or somebody like that as being.
He's not like in throughout the whole film, but he's the major focus of the end of the film. How about
not
that?
Really the end of the film, probably the middle of the film.
Okay.
It's supposed
to be the middle because it comes down to the two brothers. So
that's true. Yeah, you're right.
It comes down
he's
to
the Russian monster.
Yeah, it comes down to Bane against Luke Skywalker's uncle. So.
Yeah. Sure.
Good. So have you had any luck finding this literature?
I'm looking for the write-up of it. Hold on.
I've been busy watching the UFC prelims on YouTube. And
well, quit doing that. We're doing a show here. I also
Ariane is walking across my screen and just blew me a kiss, so no, I'm not going to stop doing that.
Am I the only one that when she does that, I jump out of my seat and, like, reach for the TV and, like, snatch it out of the air?
Oh, I'm not going to have my tongue on the TV when she does
that. Yeah, and then I take it and I put it in my pocket for later. Also, before I forget, we have a guest next week. It was supposed to be this Friday, but, well, we won't get into that. I don't know if you've been on Facebook and seen the massive war between one Lila Lodge and one Casey Spinelli.
Oh, I saw that yesterday. It was awesome. It was awesome.
So yours truly has booked one. Remember Lila? We had her on the show maybe a month and a half ago.
Yeah, she was actually, I enjoyed the interview. She was actually, we did a better interview than Brian did.
She's a very nice girl, and with that all said, there has been a problem since World of Hurt with her and this other girl, Casey Spinelli. Casey has done some work for Dave Prazak, and I've already contacted him. So next week on this very radio station, Casey Spinelli will be back. Well, she'd be on the show for the first time, but she's going to also have a rebuttal for One Mile of Lodge.
You know, I haven't actually seen Casey work, but I will say she is a very, very, very attractive girl. I mean,
yes.
I love her look. I mean, she's not your typical blonde WWF diva type. I mean, she.
No, she's a brunette, brother.
Yeah, she's like I say, she's Italian. She's different.
Yeah.
She has kind of a different look, and she's, you know, I'm really actually excited to see her work. I'm hoping she works the Shimmer shows at WrestleMania weekend because I'll be there for that show.
She reminds me of Dawn Marie with without the five finger discount. If you
yeah, yeah. Actually, I didn't actually think about that until you mentioned that, but she actually kind of does because she's got the same skin color, you know. She's got a little color to her hair. I love how she's on Spinelli time. That's actually pretty awesome. Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, I'm just waiting to. The last thing I left her with was, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but can I get your number?
And that'll lead to me having her number, so that'll be awesome.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous about that. Anyway,
I witnessed this Facebook war, and
it was pretty epic.
It was actually. I need to go back and see if there's anything that I missed from that.
Yeah, they were doing cut and paste of messages each other had sent them, and it was pretty phenomenal. So be on the lookout next week for that. It should be a fun time, and I'm very much into the This is very much Days of Our Lives that we'll be doing next week.
When I actually saw the war, I texted Brian and I texted him. I go, Layla and Spinelli are going at it, really going at it on Facebook, and I blame you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true.
I thought it was you were gonna say it was Lila and Plant Storm or somebody.
I can't say anything.
Lance actually did. He wasn't the biggest fan of Lila's interview. If I'm not mistaken. I like the interview. There's three sides to every story. There's Lila's story, there's Spinelli's story, and then there's the truth. You know.
And
that's the argument.
What we get from Lila is completely different from a lot of people. And like I said, she's a sweet girl. I've only had the opportunity to be around her outside of a pro wrestling setting. People that I know that have been around her, around a pro wrestling setting, have a vastly different opinion of her than I do. So I'll just leave it at that. But
sure. Any luck yet?
Yes, I found it.
All right, cool. We can finally get started on our topic here.
16 minutes in.
You want me to start now?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay, hold on. Let me find the first one. I'll start at the bottom and we'll go to the top. Or y'all want to start at the top and go to the bottom?
Let's do it that way. We'll do it the opposite of what we did last year.
What did we do last year?
We went from the top to the bottom, so we'll go to the bottom to the top.
When you go from the bottom and you go to the top of your name.
Sorry. Molly Crew song. Best pro wrestling DVD. CM Punk documentary.
Oh, yeah, easily. Nice call.
I finally got to see that on Xbox. I get all those WWE DVDs on there. So I finally got to see it.
Yeah, I've only seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing, but it does look pretty good, and everyone does seem to rave about it. I mean, that's the one that's really caught the attention. I'm trying to think of what other big ones have come out this year.
I would really like to see the Attitude Era.
I don't know how long. I haven't bought DVDs. I don't know how long.
There hasn't been any big ones. I mean, like, the really last ones that I really wanted to see were kind of like the Jericho and the Ricky Steamboat ones.
That was years ago, wasn't it?
I did start watching the one that Brian and Vinny reviewed, the Pin Crawl Count Anywhere, and I've watched the first two matches, and that's an awesome DVD. But I do prefer the documentary style ones. Those are always the best ones. And
I haven't seen the Attitude Era one yet, but I heard that was really great. And how couldn't it be?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Another thing with a new NWO DVD here recently.
They did, but they barely advertised it.
Right?
I can't remember what else came out with.
I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that it'll be the CM Punk one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a phenomenal DVD. Go out and get that.
Best pro wrestling book. I haven't read a wrestling book in years, so.
I actually have in my hand, right this hand, it was a birthday present from my mom. I have the WWE Encyclopedia. That is a definitive guide to the world wrestling entertainment.
And I have the outdated one that came out about 5 years ago.
Okay, here's my pick, Pure Dynamite. I read it this year, so it counts, right?
This is like a category for like the most hardcore followers of the Observer, because I mean we just have trouble naming the DVDs, and the DVDs get pushed a lot more than the books.
Yeah.
Did Jericho's most recent book? Did Jericho's come out this year?
I don't know. I know it won Chris Jericho's Undisputed one last year. for one this year.
That's what I'm thinking
last year.
Okay.
I mean, I'm having a hard time thinking about what books have come out, so I'm going to go with the WWE.
We usually get the books all the time, but I've kind of gotten away from, you know, getting them. I don't know why. Anyway, worst gimmick.
Dude, usually the worst people, it's funny because most of the time the people who say what their worst gimmicks are like some of my favorites.
Yeah. Well,
last year's was Michael Cole, which was probably probably a justified award at that time.
You know, speaking of Michael Cole, I didn't listen to too much. I kind of fast forwarded just a lot of the matches this past week, but I noticed either like maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Did you guys notice he was getting a little heelish again?
Raw has become nothing but a 3-hour blur to me in the last couple of months.
I started watching an hour and a half in. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad. That's a great plan. I do that as well, so I guess it's only 2.5.
I just watched something else, and then I'll about an hour and a half or so in, and I get through it pretty quick. Those 3-hour shows.
So. To be honest with you, my favorite show of the week has been Saturday Morning Slam, because I watch it with my son, number one. It's a half hour. It's got two good matches. Usually, I don't know why, but Tyson Kidd and his name just fell out of my head. Kid from South Africa.
Justin Gabriel.
Thank you. They've been on that show like 3 or 4 times, and they'll do like a spotlight on a wrestler this week. Ryback was in the main. It's just a fun show. It flows really fast. The matches are good, and I enjoy the heck out of it. My son laughs and giggles, and we have a good time. And we sit on the couch and eat Fruit Loops, and it's awesome.
And you don't have to worry about your son seeing something risque in a wrestling match, because they don't do much. They kind of got some rules on the Saturday Morning Slam matches, don't they? Like no headshots.
Yeah. They edit a lot of stuff out, like headshots and any huge moves. But anyway, yeah, that's become the thing that I watch a lot, just because, you know, he gets a kick out of it, and we have to watch it.
I really think this is going to be an open and shut, unless people have already like sent in like their awards list. But it's simple. I mean, the worst gimmick is the Miz as a babyface.
Yeah, I was going to say sight unseen Fangoo.
Fandango. Fondue.
Or whatever his name is.
The dancer, one's a dip.
Well, I think they're both dips, to be honest with you.
They didn't even know how to spell it right.
Right.
They didn't get it the first time.
Yeah, isn't Fandango's where I went to get my, you know, Lord of the Rings tickets the other night, right?
Your Lord of the Rings tickets, I thought that was on DVD.
I'm sorry, The Hobbit. You know, you go to Fandango.com and you get tickets to the theaters and stuff?
No, I do not go to Fandango.com because I don't go to theaters.
Oh, well, there you go. Anyway, moving on.
It sure doesn't go out of public.
I don't know. I just got to be safe. Zack Ryder. He sucks.
He's like your modern-day version of Jimmy, of the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Garvin. I mean,
Jimmy Garvin. What's the question again? I'm sorry.
Where's Kimmy?
Yeah. Zack Ryder's not the greatest.
You're picking Zack Ryder over the Miz?
I only dislike him because I got to hear all these geeks on the internet bitching, pissing, moan because he ain't getting a push. Idiots.
Yeah. The Miz thing is, they've got to fix that. How do you fix something it's all him? You know,
it's like
I mean?
Tully Blanchard trying to be a baby face.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've seen Tully as a baby face. Much better.
I was actually kind of looking forward to him being a baby face because Because, you know, he'd been a heel for so long, but, you know.
He's just too, much of a jackass. I mean, he comes off so unlikable in his promos.
He had one good line. He mustached Cody a question.
He died when I heard that.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That mustache. Dave is totally wrong. He does not need to shave that.
No, yeah, that's exactly. He's a thicker. Like
he looks like a child molester in that suit.
It was the same suit that the guys from 21 Jump Street were wearing.
I don't know what that is. The Johnny Depp version?
No. The one with
the fat kid from.
Thank you. And yeah. the real handsome guy that.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Anyway, moving along.
Promoter of the year.
This one's tough.
This was actually tough because Dana, in my opinion, hasn't been doing that great of a job in UFC. I mean, he will probably end up winning, but I mean,
yeah,
he's made dumb decisions like, you know, not bothering to call people if they want to fight or assuming people are going to fight when they don't want to fight. And I can't give it to Dana this year. And let's see, Ring of Honor's not doing that hot. TNA's not doing that hot. New Japan's kind of had a resurgence, but it's still, I mean, you heard how many numbers they had for their American downloads. It wasn't very much. It was basically just whoever is a member to the Observer website. AAA's down. CMLL's down. I'm actually going to have to give it to Vince. I mean, it's probably going to have, like, you know, had a big year this past year. This next year is going to be pretty big. I got to give it to Vince.
I think that's a safe call. With that said, if you think outside of the box, the one indie company that has had no major problems with their pay-per-views, and they seem to be drawing fairly well, and he's actually branching out into other things. I know you're going to blow a gasket, but Gabe is, he's still a good promoter.
Gabe sucks. What do you have to say, sir?
I don't know. It's irrelevant promotions to me. I don't care.
So what would you say, Vince? Or Dixie?
Yes, Vince.
I don't think he's going to win it, but I think he actually should win it this year. I think it'll be wrong if he doesn't, but I'm pretty sure everyone just, you know, they're such anti-WWE, especially from people who read the Observer, that, you know, I don't see him winning, but we'll see.
Next is the best booker.
Landstorm. Gato and Jado.
Are they bookers or tag team?
No, I think they actually booked New Japan. I mean, I could be wrong. Someone correct me if I am wrong, but I think Jado and Gato do a lot of the booking for New Japan. Well, they're still doing it. They deserve it because, I mean, that's one thing I can say about New Japan is everything that they've been doing makes sense and builds the next, you know, other matches. And, you know, I got to give it over to him. I mean, WWE booking sucks, TNA booking, you know, they're booking aces and eights over everything, you know, so that's the only thing I can even say is if Jado Gato or whoever's doing New Japan.
I'll go with whoever's doing TNA because I think they've made a big improvement this year.
Yeah, I was going to lean that way myself, actually. I mean, as many problems as they had, they've been doing so much better this year than this time last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I don't see it, but okay.
Because you don't watch it.
True.
Worst feud of the year.
Oh, geez.
Aces and Ace versus The Door. Well, they couldn't get into Storm for the longest time.
James Storm against anybody he's gone up against. James Storm against the glass ceiling.
James Storm against Weight Watchers.
That's not fair. He's
he looked kind of fast his last time.
Well, he should have worked
injured.
Yeah.
He should stop drinking beer when he's hurt.
That's true. Worst feud. Man, there's been so many of them. I mean, so many irrelevant matches that you've seen three or four times on Raw that just absolutely went nowhere.
John Cena versus Kane.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, except everything.
Except for when Zack Ryder went flying off the stage in the wheelchair. That was pretty awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. You should love that feud, Couture, because how many times does Zack Ryder get the shit kicked out of him?
That is true. I might go with Randy Orton and Alberto Del Rio just because I had to watch that match so many fucking times.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of that one. I wish they'd do another one.
The thing is, if you would have, like, spread them out or separated them, they'd be all right matches. They were good matches. It's just that, Jesus Christ, they wrestled for, like, what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't they wrestling this weekend on TV?
No, he's injured.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they've done blown that one out of the water. That one's no good anymore. Stop it.
Worst match of the year.
Oh, jeez. It had to be something with the women.
How dare you?
It had to be something in WWE. Glad we thought about that.
Wasn't there like a battle royal this year? There was a women's battle royal that was pretty bad.
Yeah, all those women's matches bleed in together because I think they're all pretty bad. So it's hard for me to pick one.
I'll pick one. It was the women's battle royal where Eve was supposed to win and Caitlin threw her out.
That was pretty epic.
They had to change the storyline, and then they're like, what the fuck are we doing? And they changed it the day of the
season. here's one. That gut check match with Chris Louie, is that his name?
Oh, that guy.
Oh, the dude who designed it was like out of shape. He had like a great story, but he was kind of out of shape.
Yeah.
And
had a horrible match.
That might actually be the worst match now that you mentioned that. I mean,
that's a good call. That is a good call. That guy had no business being in a TNA ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good call, Couture.
Let's see, worst promotion of the year. Just because of all the issues, I'm going to go with Ring of Honor.
Man, I hate to agree with you, but they've had a horrible year. They really have.
I mean, just things like one like high pay-per-view disaster after another, you know. So
and with that said, final battle's on tomorrow, and I'm not even really looking forward to it. I mean, I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not gonna watch it tomorrow. But I do want to see it.
I see they got this new they got some kind of new online high pay-per-view deal that's like has DVR functionality on it, so you can actually pause your HTTP 404 screen. So, find that found.
Cool.
You can pause that.
So hopefully it'll work again. Hopefully there's not some major screw up and that gets screwed up the first time. But
much as I love Ring of Honor and they have provided me some of the best matches I saw this year, I'd have to agree with you. That Ring of Honor is not doing well this year.
Yeah, just for all the bad luck, you guys might be right. I mean, it's actually hard for me to say that.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
I mean, other than that, maybe CMLL, but they're still chugging along, and they always will. They'd definitely be here in a year or two, and I guess we can't really say the same for Ring of Honor unless there's a big turnaround. And hopefully there will be. At least that's what I'm hoping for. But I guess right now we just kind of, they're the winner by just bad luck.
Next is the worst television show. And I'm going to go with Raw just for the 3-hour thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
I haven't enjoyed Impact a lot more since they've gone live. So.
True.
I'm actually going to have to... I actually don't mind. I guess I'm just so in tune to watching Raw on Mondays that it you know, even though it's 3 hours and sometimes I do kind of take a nap and just bored and stuff, I can't say that it's the worst show. The most unbearable show for me to watch would be, I'd have to agree with Dr. Lucha when he talks about the CMLL TV show, because every time I watch Lucha, I really enjoy the matches, but God damn, there's too many goddamn commercials, and it just drives me insane. So I'm going to go with the CMLL.
last year, I think I actually chose ROH as my favorite can't-miss television show. And that's going to be the one I'm going to have to give as the worst.
Why?
Nothing's compelling to me right now.
Didn't they have another Davey Elgin match on just a couple weeks ago?
I think so. I haven't. It's one of those shows that if I see it, great. And if I see it, c'est la vie. You know what I mean? I just, if I miss it, it's no big deal. I mean, it's sad. It's sad that it's come to this, but truly, I mean, I don't see it as often as I used to.
They need to have some guys just pop up on the scene out of nowhere and just, you know, make some stars, because that's their problem, is just they're very hurting for talent right now.
You know, it's bad too, because they have a ton of talent. It's just everybody's been mixing it up with the same guys over and over again. And it's just like wash, rinse, repeat, and it's getting old. It really...
Of course, Bob Evans is probably going to want to kick your ass right now for saying all this.
Well, I used to be the biggest ROH supporter ever. I mean, I love Ring of Honor. If I was on that side of the country and they ran in my town during the weekends, or I could go within driving distance to see a show, I would go. But nothing has jumped out at me and grabbed my attention the last 6 months. I mean, I don't want to be that guy. You know, I want to be the guy that loves Ring of Honor, because, you know, they just haven't been good lately.
I miss when Rob Feinstein was in charge. That was good stuff.
By the way, did you see Rob had an autograph signed with one Matt Hardy and the Hurricane, and also Kelly Kelly? He put on a big autograph signing today. And Kelly Kelly has gone from blonde to brunette. Oh, baby. Moving on.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her the other day with the black hair, and I had to give it a second take at first, but yeah, she looks pretty good in black.
Oh, yeah.
Now, does she change the color of the drapes is what I want to know.
I bet you there's no color on the drapes.
The next one is most disgusting promotional tactic.
That fucking intro video where Jerry Lawler came back. That's, you can't.
But yeah, that's I was just going to say that.
Yep.
I won't say that the whole Punk angle or anything was a bad deal, because I actually liked it, but that video was terrible.
Yep, the video leading up to it, if they hadn't put that in there, I would have been just fine with it.
That's almost, I almost got to say that, rivals the first one ever Carter tag angle, as far as most disgusting.
At least that was fake.
True. One was fake, one was 100% legit.
Yep.
And one that had to jack up the audio for, and zoom in on chest compressions, I can get past the fake stuff. It's like watching a horror movie. Okay,
I mean, like, you can just stick with, like, still pictures. That wouldn't have been so bad, you know. But
yeah, maybe. Maybe, but it's like last night I was on the couch watching Ghostbusters with my son, like the original one from the 80s. And I had
not the one with the monkey?
Right. Okay. The one with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh.
So I'm watching this, and I had forgotten how horrible the graphics were in that thing, like when they had the altered beast or whatever the heck it was. How could you get scared at that thing? It looks so fake. It was horrible. Anyway, it was like that. So, you know what I mean? It was, the Jerry Lawler thing was 100% legit, and the other one was an angle. So, yeah, that was pretty tasteless.
Best wrestling maneuver.
Well, I can't say that Evan Bourne should have started first because he hasn't really been on TV to do it.
Bully Ray missile dropkick at TNA pay-per-view.
No, the best thing actually fatter guys get up there and do that.
You see Bam Bam Bigelow do it.
He never did dropkicks off the top rope.
Sure he did.
No, he didn't. I'm right.
Okay.
And besides, who could ever top the Big Show doing a top rope dropkick?
I did see the Big Show do a top rope dropkick once.
Did a moonsault.
He's trying to hit Rick Steiner and Steiner mode, and he hit Scott Steiner. Is it Halloween Havoc 1998?
Why do I argue with Couture? The RKO is still pretty awesome because he just pulls it out from nowhere a lot of times. And in the different ways that he puts it on, you know, guy jumping off the top rope or whatever, or, you know, it just comes from out of nowhere. It's, with that said, the Antonio Cesaro forearm is getting like that as well.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It's like every week he's got some new way to do it when the guys come flying at him, like the one he gave Kofi kind of outside the ring.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. I mean, to me, yeah, Antonio's European uppercut forearm is the best.
Worst major wrestling show. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Worst major wrestling show?
Yeah.
What does that entail exactly?
Like the worst show, like the worst, like pay-per-view or something.
Oh, okay. Worst pay-per-view. I always enjoy the WWE ones. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who will probably have...
Maybe one of the ones where they don't have the Ring of Honor or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was good until the screen went black.
All right. We were there live. The ROH pay-per-view we were at live.
Showdown in the Sun, number two.
The second one we were watching an awesome little match between Adam Cole and Davey Richards Jr. And they had to stop the match and start cutting promos that they were not prepared to cut. And we had to sit through 20 minutes of fucking... of just some horrible mic work. And fans
chanting, F the pay-per-view, F the pay-per-view.
and then finding out what happened and telling Brian and about what exactly happening, and Brian's like refusing to believe us with the actual cause because he's like, his excuse was, well, the lights are on.
Yeah, he doesn't get out much. He doesn't know what a brownout is. So
even though it had like probably top one of the top three matches of the year. I mean, that just didn't save the crap that happened on that show, unfortunately.
There was a pay-per-view, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago. It's the one that got completely shut down where they actually sent me a copy of the DVD because they were so sorry that it got jacked up. But it was absolutely unwatchable. It was headlined by Steen or Rhino, I think. No, it wasn't that one. It was the one before that. Yeah, that one's the one where it caused the big crash on their site, and nobody saw the pay-per-view, and they ended up, like I said, they ended up sending out copies of the DVD to anybody who purchased it.
Worst major wrestling show was the Vince Russo I pay-per-view.
Which one?
The Vince Russo You Shoot Live.
Speaking of,
that was a pay-per-view?
Yeah, that was an pay-per-view.
Why was that a fucking eye pay-per-view?
I don't know.
Speaking of,
I
stumbled upon
that.
Was the shoot, wasn't it?
And there was the one where the guy that was doing the interview was bitching because Dave and Brian didn't send in the question.
Oh,
yeah.
The guy who reads the fucking Sinbad's question of how big the piece of dick is to everybody.
Yeah, kayfabe commentary.
When I was on Netflix this week, I'm looking for it right now so I don't mess it up because, well, you know how I am about quality on this show and facts.
Speaking of facts,
just put up,
Richard, did you know that there was a Jimmy Morton that wrestled for the NWO?
I don't know what you're talking about. We didn't look at Craig. He's talking.
Last week, Craig was talking about how Ric Flair came off the top rope with a knee to Jimmy Morton's back of his head and broke his face, and Jimmy Morton had to wear like the face plate while he beat him with the Ric Flair and the horse. Jimmy Morton.
Say that again.
Jimmy Morton, Jimmy Morton.
Ricky Morton?
Yes, I got Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson confused. I think I said Jimmy Morton or Robert Morton.
Jimmy
or something.
The fuck is Jimmy Morton?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that makes
Ric
sense.
Ric came up with a knee drop off a second rope onto Ricky Morton and broke his nose. I remember that.
Flair did that. But I got the name confused, you know. Anyway.
You got the name confused with somebody from the Rock and Roll Express?
I put Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton's name together and it came out.
What does Robert Gibson have to do with
Robert
Duke?
Morton. Anyway.
Well, real quick, I was reading No Observer this week and they had some thing where back in Smoky Mountain Wrestling where they broke, where the Heavenly Bodies and Jim Cornette broke Robert Gibson's hand so he couldn't talk to his mom anymore. You know, his parents are deaf and dumb.
Oh, man, that fucked up.
One of my favorite things was watching Cornette cut a promo on the Rock and Roll Express, and he was talking about Robert Gibson being so cross-eyed that when he cries, the tears roll down his back.
My favorite insult to the Rock and Roll Express was from Arn Anderson when he was talking about, we like grown women.
We like the big girls.
Yeah. But go ahead, Craig. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
That's all right. On Netflix right now, Katrina, you got to write this down. I found the AWE Wrestling Night of Legends.
I would not watch that for all the money in the world.
It's free on Netflix. And get this, it's got the 4.5 out of 5 stars rating.
Well, somebody's fucking around.
This is the one where they had Nash and Ricky Morton in the main event, quote-unquote.
Yeah, it started off as a mystery partner tag team match, and it was the Rock and Roll Express against DDP and Kevin Nash, and they go up to the mystery partners, and then they threw out the mystery partners and everything, nothing like that. And it's a singles match, and Ronnie Garvin is the referee.
I told Dave about this last week, and he said, that show was horrible. And he said, you know, the worst thing is that was Terry Funk's last match.
Yeah.
Really?
And his first match ever with Tommy Dreamer. And the referee screwed up in a counted three too early.
So if we haven't enticed you enough, go to Netflix right now. AWE Wrestling, Night of Legends. You can check out this debacle.
That's what Brian and Brandon need to review. You need to tell them to review that.
I will. I will send them a message.
I do remember the main, first ever main event I've seen in with the conversation at the finish.
Hey, can we talk about this? Sure, buddy.
They said, okay. They said, why do you hate me? I said, I don't know why I hate you. Why do you hate me? I said, I don't know. Okay. Fade to black.
That's
fucking stupid.
That's
I feel like an idiot that paid for that shit. But oh well. At least I wasn't the only idiot. Dave Meltzer was one too. So
yeah, he saw it.
I've never heard Dave Meltzer go off about a promotion the way he did after that show.
And he said he wasn't even going to cover them anymore.
Yeah. Why would you? There's also a great documentary on right now. It's actually from 2002. It's called The Backyard. And it's all on backyard wrestling. It's very cool.
Yeah, I think it's like Mark Bolton, Rob Van Dam in it or something.
Yes. That's anyway, that's good stuff too. So there's my picks for
best major wrestling show.
Gotta be Mania.
Yeah, I'll go with Mania.
I might go with Extreme Rules the next month. It had Cena and Brock Lesnar on top, and it had
yes.
The other one had the awesome street fight with CM Punk and Jericho.
Yeah. Yeah, the that's both good calls. Although the first New Japan High pay per view was pretty phenomenal too. I don't think it was at the level of Mania though, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it is. We do are affected by the fact that we were there live, so.
That's very true. That is very true.
Next is worst television announcer. I would not say Michael Cole this year. He turned it around near the end, I think.
Do I throw Taz under the bus or Jerry Lawler under the bus?
I'll go with Taz. If I gotta listen to them say something about letting pigeons loose again, I'm gonna throw up.
And he's not annoying like Cole used to be. Jerry Lawler is I don't know.
Jerry
if
was pretty bad for a while.
I don't know if he was texting or if he's on the internet or what the deal is. He's just kind of hanging out.
He likes to nail go off on these little nitpicking things that's talking about stuff that nobody could possibly care about, like. I don't know what it just dissecting some little thing that has nothing to do with wrestling. It's like, I'm gonna poke the shit out of me.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't hear
like,
this.
Like,
I don't want to come
down. Sitting around drinking a beer, sitting around a fire, like when you're camping out in the woods and you're drinking a beer and you know you're just talking.
Yeah, kind of like we do on the show.
Yeah. Best television announcer.
I'm actually, because I haven't seen enough of Taz, I'll actually go with Jerry.
Who?
It's fair.
Lawler.
Oh, Jerry Lawler?
Yeah.
Booker T. That's a good choice, too, before he became GM.
That's true.
Booker says some funny shit, though.
Well, so does Walter.
Booker T says funny, tries to say funny stuff and sounds uneducated.
I think Lawler had the line of the year, though, when, you know, the ambulance pulled up like 2 weeks after he'd been there. He goes, hey, my ride's here.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, I will go with Jay Lawler, too, because he fucked that one show up.
Yeah, dude was screeching halt, didn't
professional.
Nobody else has done that, that's for sure.
And I watch matches with no commentary. I mean, that's... Michael Cole crying.
Best television announcer.
JBL.
Nigel McGuinness.
I saw with JR when Lawler was out.
Jared's good. I mean, I hear good things about Nigel. I just don't watch enough of the TV show to say Nigel. But JBL is the most absurd fucking thing that just makes me laugh my ass off every show. I don't care if he's not talking about the matches or whatever. JBL is the fucking most entertaining thing as far as the announcers on WWE.
I like the new guy, TNA, Todd.
He's okay, I guess.
Horace was good too when they were a team, I thought.
Yeah, I love Jeremy. He's good. He's actually good people too, which is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude. Yeah, I'm sticking with Nigel. He's phenomenal.
Best non-wrestler.
Best non-wrestler? I'd have to think about that one for a second.
You know, just because of the heat that she gets, I'm going to say Vicky.
I think I don't like her. She's horrible.
I was thinking Vicky, but I wanted to give myself a chance to think if there was anybody else. I'm trying to think of other groups or whatever. I don't know.
Brooke
Hogan. Can I say Midget Blue Monkey?
Brooke Hogan.
Gosh. Oh my gosh, dude.
You can tell me that ain't entertaining.
It's entertaining on a whole different level, dude. Oh, she's all kinds of bad.
Well, I guess I gotta go with Vicky. So what do you think, the chair?
I'll go with Ricardo.
Wow, that's a good call too, actually.
Hey, you know what? I'm changing my vote. Yeah, it's Ricardo. Ricardo's fucking awesome.
You can't change your vote.
Yeah, I can. I just did.
Oh yeah, it's your show. Yeah, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's a solid point.
Rookie of the year. I don't even know who's a rookie. I mean, the only person I can think of is like Garrett Bischoff, somebody like that.
Garrett,
I know he's not
Briscoe. No, you know what? Who's the dude with Tara?
Oh,
Jesse Goddard.
Jesse Goddard, right there.
That's who I pick. I love him.
He's pretty entertaining.
It's like rookie's a hard thing to call because there's not as many rookies as there used to be since, you know, there's now all the promotions. But, I mean, he's really, like, he's better than Wes and Eric Bischoff. I mean, Bischoff's kid, you know.
Yeah.
I can't really, the WWE never really has rookies, you know. I mean, the closest thing to a rookie on WWE is Caitlyn or Asana. Or whatever his name is.
Does Antonio count as a rookie? I mean, I know he's been in the business forever, but
no, he don't
count. He's actually going to be my vote on a category coming up.
Yeah, mine too, I think. I know what you're doing.
One thing that pisses me off about, that kind of bugs me about Garrett Bischoff, he's been wrestling the year and he's still out there in fucking track pants. There's nothing that screams, do not take me seriously, I'm not a real wrestler, than going out there in like track pants and
working. Like his family, it's not like his family doesn't have money to where he can't go buy some gear.
I mean, Wes Briscoe had gear and he didn't even have a contract.
Well, his last name is Briscoe.
And maybe he had to cover up all those horrible tattoos he has. You ever seen him in those trunks? Man, he looks horrible with those tattoos. Looks fucking stupid.
Yep.
Okay, next one is the shoot match of the year. I will abstain from this.
Okay, this is tough. Because Hendo and Shogun.
That was last year, dude. If I'm not mistaken.
No, that was this year.
Was this year? Okay.
Because Brian and I discussed this after the UFC 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. So that one was a great, great fight. Also, GSP and Condit was a great fight. I'm gonna go with Shogun and Hendo. I mean, that was a phenomenal fight, man.
I'm gonna go with Ronda Rousey versus Misha Tate.
I'm okay with that. That was a good fight. It was entertaining.
And it even had a storyline, unlike, you know, Hindu and Shogun. I mean, they had, like, they had a bill, they had an awesome, you know, I mean, everything about the Twitter war, the headbutt at the weigh-ins, I mean, you know, the crying about the headbutt after, trying to get her in trouble. I mean, and the fight was an intense fight, you know. I mean, that's my pick.
I will go with Jim Cornette against Sinclair Broadcasting.
Okay.
I will go with ROH against Ivory. That's a good feud.
That is a good feud.
Well, hopefully it's over.
Yeah, hopefully it's done.
Let's see, work match of the year. I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar and John Cena.
I am also going to go with Brock Lesnar and John Cena.
I am also going to go with Brock Lesnar and John Cena.
Now, and the thing is, this is actually, like, to me, this is the year that has, like, the most contenders, because that Tanahashi-Minoru Suzuki match was five stars and an incredible match. The Davey Richards Elgin match from the ROH pay per view that got all screwed up was an awesome match. But they were matches. The Brock Lesnar and John Cena wasn't just a match, it was a spectacle.
Yeah. Also, Taker and Triple H at WrestleMania. I throw up
that
in there.
That was great.
Yeah, I was here with you.
The Elgin Richards match, I mean, I know not a lot of people saw it, but that was way up there. I mean, it was way up there. I mean, that was an incredible match, and to be in the building and to say I was in the building is very cool. But that match, Lesnar and Cena, was, it's just so different. I mean, just so different, and it was kind of almost a breath of fresh air, even though it was bloody and crazy. I loved it.
I'd love to throw in Big Show and Sheamus.
They've had some good scraps.
When he won the title, when he Sheamus kicked out of the punch and Big Show kicked out of the bro kick, they had a pretty damn good match.
Yeah, it was good. And a good year for wrestling, even though there's been some bad promotions.
Yeah. Best weekly TV show. I'm going to say Impact.
Yeah, I think I am too. I mean, it pains me to say that, but it's true.
I'm going to go with weekly TV show. I am going to go with Saturday Slam.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It actually seems to have things that I actually want to see. And, like, unfortunately, I never got to see the Bryan Daniels match one that he had. If anyone has that, someone send me a link to that, please. I missed that one.
That was fun. What match?
It was
Tyson Kidd and Danielson.
Oh.
It was so much fun.
Let's see. Promotion of the year.
It's not UFC this year. Let's see here. I got to go with New Japan because they are having a resurgence and people are starting to talk about them now and they're having good shows and great builds to their shows. And, you know, I'll go with New Japan. Right?
Oh, goodness. You know, out of the stuff that I've seen, I mean, it pains me to say it, but WWE is what that I watch. You know, I don't miss it, and even when it's 3 hours, I don't miss it. Gosh, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like WWE by default for me.
Yeah.
You know, not that I want to give it to them, but it's kind of where it's at.
It's like the least stinkiest piece of crap, right?
Yeah, it's like when you're trying to vote for a president, you just find the one that's the least offensive or something. I don't know.
Oh, let's see, most underrated.
Right now, Antonio Cesaro.
I don't know if he's underrated, really.
He's underrated. The reason I say this is because Dave always talking about how, they know he's going to get over, but it's going to take time.
He's being featured, he's being put over pretty well, and he's a champion. I don't think he's really considered underrated.
The guy that
You know who's underrated? You know who's underrated? Ryback.
Oh, gosh, dude.
He's over, period. He's over, and people like praise. You hear the Ryback, and you hear, that's the example. That's the prime example of someone being underrated.
Sure, Ed. I'm gonna go with Tyson Kidd. He's a phenomenal worker, and I don't know why they don't push him. He's so good.
I might go with Damian Sandow. I've become a fan of his.
It's hard to hate that guy. It really is.
I'm just upset that they're doing the tag team thing with him and Cody now. I wanted him to keep picking people out of the audience and shaming them.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad Cody's not hurt anymore, but yeah, you're correct about
that. I didn't know he was part of that tag team with, it was all those years ago. Who was it?
They used to wrestle against Kendrick in London all the time.
Was it Idol Stevens and I don't know who else?
It was something like that.
Michelle McCool was their manager or something. She was a school teacher.
Yes.
I am drawing a complete blank. I know, shocking, right? Goodness, I can't remember. Move on.
Most overrated.
Ryback.
We get determined he was underrated.
Okay.
I don't know. Just kidding.
Most overrated. This is gonna piss a lot of people off. CM Punk.
Ouch.
CM Punk has not been a draw on pay-per-view. CM Punk is actually sometimes a ratings loser if he's not in there with, say, Cena or somebody. He's not in the WWE. He's somehow snowballed the WWE into thinking he's a major, major superstar, but the fact is he's only a player to the hardcore players and not the general audience. He hasn't caught on. CM Punk is the most overrated wrestler there is right now.
Well, that's a bit harsh. To be honest, I think Sheamus is very overrated.
It's very close.
I don't think he's overrated.
Sheamus is good. He just ruins it by being such an asshole, or just he's so unlikable when he's doing his fucking interviews.
Yeah.
He's awesome to watch in the ring, but god damn, do I just shut up.
He had a funny line where he was doing the deposition with David Otunga, and he said he's got a family member named Lipschitz, and they said, if you're Lipschitz, what does your arse do? That was pretty funny.
Sheamus has good matches, but since he's Triple H's boy, he's just gonna... He just has that, you know what I mean? His matches are kind of all the same. He's booked exactly like Triple H was back in the day. I don't think there's anything that real special about him.
I go with Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
Shut up.
He's no good.
He's totally
no good? He's no good, really?
Greatest wrestler ever.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I can't really think of anybody I think is, like, really overrated. That whole Aces and Eights group, they're a bunch of overrated motherfuckers, I think, for the push that they're getting.
Absolutely.
Devon, he's overrated, I think.
He's always been overrated in my book.
Yeah, Devon as a single wrestler is, like, God, I can't change channel fast enough.
Heck of a nice guy, though.
I'm sure he is.
Just saying.
Let's see, best flying wrestler. I don't know.
That's a tough one because we don't see enough, you know, Mexico and Japan. And, you know, who's really like Evans out? You know, we don't. Dustin Gabriel really just has the one, the what do you call it, the 360. To me, I'm going to go with because I'm not saying he's the biggest high flyer, but when he does fly, it's perfect. And that's Christopher Daniels.
I don't remember him doing much half flying.
Yeah, but what he does do, he's perfect at it, like the moonsault, you know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think I picked this guy last year, but Generico is still. I haven't seen a bad match with Generico, like ever.
Best flying wrestler? I don't know, you know, I haven't really seen that. I mean, you don't see that much, like, especially the stuff we watch nowadays, you know, like, it's just like WWE or something. I'm trying to think, TNA, like, the X Division, if anybody stands out, but I really can't think of anybody right now. So,
yeah, X Division is pretty shitty right now. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, if anybody in TNA, it'd probably be Jeff Hardy would be the best flyer as far as actually doing a lot of flying.
And they do a lot of crashing, too.
That's true. I'm sure Rover's like screaming his head out about some no name in Japan.
Some guy we haven't seen or heard of. Jeff Hardy does probably his best crashing on Saturday mornings. Anyway, I could say Sin Cara and just to say it, but I don't want to. I have to say Generico. And he's not even all that big of a flyer anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of like Daniels. He doesn't fly a lot, but I guess what he does looks good.
Yeah, or Austin Aries. You know, his stuff looks so good. I mean,
maybe throw AJ Styles on there too.
Yeah, same guy.
AJ is just like Christopher Daniels. That's just like right now I'm liking Christopher Daniels more than AJ.
That's fair.
Let's see, next we have the Bruiser Brody Memorial Award for the best brawler. I'm going to say Bully Ray.
That's a good pick. Bully Ray is a great brawler.
I'm going to go with Big Show because he always has his big-ass, really good slapper knockers, like the matches with Mark Henry, the matches with Sheamus. I mean, I like Show as a brawler lately.
Real quick, going back to the Rookie of the Year, I have my pick. It's Joseph Park.
That's fair. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to agree with Contreras on that one. Bubba Ray is entertaining as heck to watch.
You mean Mark?
Yes, Mark. The one who's possibly sleeping with Brooke Hogan. But who knows?
You need to have him, like, making out or something on the show.
I still think he's going to be end up being the guy behind Aces and Ace, and Brooke's going to become a biker slut or something like that.
I like it.
And it's going to be like Stephanie against Vince. You're going to have Brooke against Hulk.
Yeah,
I can see them doing that.
And God, dear Lord, somebody get go buy a Hulk Hogan and one of those rascals or hover rounds or something to get to the damn ring. Jesus Christ, I can't even walk out there in that pay per view and it's like, God,
sad. Really sad.
Blow.
And
yeah.
While you're there picking up the walker or the rascal, get the man some Visine. Ed, do you have any to spare?
I don't even bother with Visine.
Yeah. Yeah, his eyes have been just massively bloodshot, and I'm sure he's not sleeping well.
Or he could just be smoking weed right before.
Yeah. You never know.
Next is the best technical wrestler.
Oof.
I had to go with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Daniel Bryan. I mean, as far as the wrestlers that I see, I mean, he's really the best at just wrestling nowadays. I mean,
he brings it. I mean, maybe. I mean, just because he's so crisp in the ring, but Christopher Daniels is absolutely flawless. I don't think that guy blows spots ever. He's just...
He did that one time, almost killed himself.
Was that really his fault? Maybe it was.
And that's funny, though. I mean, for a guy who's usually perfect on his biggest match he ever had at the time, he almost killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to most overrated real quick, and my pick is going to be Joey Ryan.
Oh, poor Joey Ryan. Love that guy. You're right.
I can't stand that dude. And he looks gross.
That's a gimmick.
Craig, did you ever see the Entourage where
no.
There's a girl, like, they're, like, it's in the background, but, like, the scene is, like, a girl's kind of doing a blow bang, and not only is Joey Ryan, but Christopher Daniels are two of the guys that are part of the blow bang.
No, I can't say that I saw that one.
I was like, oh, my God.
at least Cody Rhodes' mustache is now outshined Joey Ryan's mustache. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Cody's mustache is phenomenal. Except, like I said, it needs to be thicker, and it needs to look like Magnum P.I.'s.
And that tag team he has with Matt Morgan, I just, like, come out there, you got Joey Ryan looking like a fucking indie goofball, and you got Matt Morgan in his Thunderlips robe. Looks like a fucking clown show. Jesus Christ, how they wind up together. I don't know.
Because they both
suck. Most charismatic. I'll just go with The Rock.
That's an easy pick. But you're right.
Yeah. I mean, if he counts, but I guess he has been around enough to count, so I'll go with...
I mean, I put up the other ones I put up there was like... Punk and Cena. I've put them right up there with him.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they'd be the closest ones. Christopher Daniels has improved his charisma by leaps and bounds, but I don't think he's at the level.
Has gotten a lot better since the whole AJ Styles thing with Claire Lynch and all that stuff. I thought that was pretty good stuff. Not storyline, but just, you know, his charisma and his interviews and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, let's see. Best on interviews. Well, I'd go with CM Punk.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't lived up to being the champion that they portray him to be, but as far as the interviews, he never disappoints. I mean,
that's like
that
the
one line.
Thing I look from, the only thing I look forward to, like, every week on Raw now.
That the line on the lie detector about the opinion, that was just fucking awesome.
I will give you CM Punk, but I will raise you a Damian Sandow.
Yeah, he's very good, but when I listen to him, it's more comes off more kind of like comedy.
Exactly.
My favorite line of Damian Sandow when I became a huge Damian Sandow fan was on the the 1000 Raw when DX was having the huddle and he wanted to kind of get in and they pushed him off and he's all, that's quite rude.
Yes. I mean, they're real rude people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. The next one is Most Improved.
Antonio Cesaro. And he's probably not that much improved, just that he's at a higher standing in a bigger company. So I'll go with Antonio.
And I never saw much of him before he came to WWE, so I can't say if he's, like, improved or not. Most improved.
You know, I'm going to...
Caitlin.
Yeah, right. I'm going to say Austin Aries, just because of the way they've pushed him this year. He's always been great. Don't get me wrong. He's always been great in the ring. But pushing him up to that next level and letting him shine and letting him cut the promos, he's been nothing but entertaining all year.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I don't think I can think of anybody right now. Maybe it's Wu Long. I'll think of someone.
Ascana.
Who?
Ascana, what's her name?
Oksana.
Really
improved at what?
And then she went from blonde to brunette.
Most improved.
I don't know,
her
but
hair.
But Dave always talks about how Oksana has improved.
Okay, next we have the tag team of the year, and I'm going to go with Kazarian and Christopher Daniels.
I will also go with Kazarian and Daniels. Those guys are phenomenal.
Yeah, I got to make that a three-way on that one, but I do got to give credit to Lance Hoyt and David Boy Smith Jr. They're actually doing pretty good in Japan. And
improved.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I was going to say, actually, that's probably a good pick to put them as most improved.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I would say, like, behind Kazarian and Daniels, you know, I'd probably go with, like, Kane and Daniel Bryan. They've done so much with them this year.
Yeah.
And they have been pretty entertaining.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they've been entertaining the stuff outside of the ring for the most part, but the matches haven't been that great because they're not. It's kind of hard. They can't have matches with baby faces, and you know what I mean? Because it's kind of weird when Daniel's trying to play heel when he's against a baby face, when the fans are treating them like baby faces. It's just kind of awkward.
Yeah.
No, but as far as like matches. Go back to most improved, I would say the primetime players.
That's a good call, actually.
I like Titus O'Neil.
As funny as can be, man. Those guys are great.
Yeah.
Next is the feud of the year.
You almost have to go with Rock and Cena.
Yeah. John Cena and Johnny Ace.
not my favorite thing. Cena and Lesnar didn't last long enough to be a quote unquote feud, did it?
Punk and Jericho.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm probably gonna have to go with The Rock and Cena. I mean, I really can't think of any just a like very long feud that just really captivated me.
Maybe Cena and CM Punk later in the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I think The Rock was better, so you know.
Randy Orton versus Alberto, I saw that match a million times.
I'm ready for that to stop.
Antonio Cesaro versus
Kofi.
Santino Marella.
Oh, they had a feud.
Sure.
Yeah, remember, the Cobra was in two in love with Oksana and kept fucking over Santino, and Cesaro kept winning.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And then Oksana got the Cobra or something, so Santino went for the Cobra without the Cobra, and Antonio just no-sold it. That was awesome.
TNA versus Aces, and Aces was pretty big for a while there.
If they go somewhere with it, maybe. Still waiting for it to pick up steam, you know?
I'm looking forward to the big swerve with Bischoff and Briscoe. I think they've been building that up pretty well.
Yeah, throw D'Lo in there. Yeah, we'll see.
Let's see, the best box office draw.
Oh, that's easy.
Isn't this like a factual thing?
Yeah, that's not an opinion.
I mean, you could, if you wanted to, you could probably find out legitimately who the best box office draw.
I mean,
numbers out there. I don't know even why the thing's on here.
That's easy. It's either GSP in the UFC exactly. world, and it's
It's The Rock.
You think he drew more money than Cena this year?
WrestleMania was probably the biggest grossing thing. That was because of The Rock.
Yeah, but Cena was there all year. Whereas Rock was there one show this year. So, if that's the case...
But it was the show that counted.
Well, yeah, but if you're talking money, Cena does a house show and makes money. Cena does a pay-per-view and he makes money. So if that's the case, you'd have to give it to Cena.
Well, I think Brock Lesnar makes a lot of money too. Dude, we're going by who gets paid. But
with that said, GSP only did one show this year, so
the shows he was on did go up this year, the Brock Lesnar shows, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The right back just had an improvement buy rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gotta go. To me, what was the biggest show, and that was WrestleMania. That was because of The Rock. So I'm gonna go with The Rock.
But there again, is it an opinion or is it fact?
Can we throw in The Rock movie for the box office? Or does that not count?
Well, Dave was dumb and made this an opinion question when it's not, so I'm going to give my opinion to The Rock.
Okay, that's fair.
Next is the most outstanding fighter of the year. Who cares?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey, while only fighting a couple times, had some pretty spectacular fights.
It's not more than that. You just know about this too.
Oh, jeez. Diaz brothers were pretty phenomenal this year. Well,
they just both lost the last fight.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, they're talking about outstanding fighters.
Outstanding fighters win.
Gosh.
It's not wrestling, Frank.
By the way, we were talking about this when we were watching the show the other night. I'd really like to see the Diaz brothers and the Briscoes in the same ring. I think that would be absolutely phenomenal.
Who in the same ring?
The Diaz brothers from UFC fame and the Briscoes. The one is a gimmick that's probably a shoot, and the other one's a shoot. So
that could be like the dumbest fact in wrestling history.
That could be. That's very true. Most outstanding fighter. Gosh. Man, you're going to have to come back to me on that one. I'm drawing a blank.
The guy that played Luke Skywalker's uncle in Warrior, he was pretty good in that movie.
I see.
He was outstanding fighter. Anyway, most outstanding wrestler.
I'll make Robert happy and say Tanahashi.
This one's tough for me, man.
I think overall, CM Punk's been just the whole package. I think has been great this year, CM Punk. So I'll go with him.
Yeah, it's CM Punk. It's John Cena. I can't even throw, as amazing as Daniel Bryan is, he doesn't pop numbers the way those other two do. He doesn't get the reaction that those other two do. But, you're probably right with CM Punk. You're good for business.
Really
for sure. How was all
say,
match, bro?
Ed, what did
you
say?
He's still going with
Tanahashi. Next is mixed martial arts most valuable. Owen Lars.
Oh man, if it's most valuable, it's got to be George St. Pierre. He knows numbers. He's a great fighter. With that said, Anderson Silva is the same way. With that said, John Jones is the same way.
What's the question again?
Mixed martial artist most valuable.
Anderson Silva, because he's had the most big fights.
Yeah.
What's most valuable? Yeah. Be the one that brings you the most money.
That's Anderson Silva right now, because he made all the money with Shell. He made more with Shell than GSP did with what's his name? He made a lot more money than GSP made in his fight, actually.
Shall see.
Batista.
Oh, jeez. Embarrassing us. Moving on.
Let's see, the Lupez Ric Flair Award for Wrestler of the Year. There are like three categories that always sound the same. Wrestler of the Year, Outstanding Wrestler of the Year. Technical wrestlers, they all sound the same. I don't know. But Wrestler of the Year, I'm going to go with CM Punk.
But he has been champion for a whole year, more than a year.
More than a year, and he'll tell you.
It's either CM Punk or Tanahashi. The Ric Flair.
Why did I put Luke Diaz up there with Ric Flair? That's like an insult. Get rid of Luke Diaz.
Because the Luke Diaz part, I'll go with Tanahashi.
And just to mix it up, I'm going to say Daniel Bryan. Why not?
He has been good. I mean, not only in the ring, but like personality-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's been pretty awesome.
Agreed.
That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay.
Cool.
At least we get to vote at least late in the year. Usually when we do like Pro Wrestling Illustrated, you only get like almost 8 months out of the year because they have their magazines come out like every other month or something like that, or every month. So.
I used to love that one issue of For Us and Illustrated where they have the year in awards. Those were like the best issues of the year.
Oh, yeah, it was usually a big double issue.
I like when Bill Abner be on TBS giving out the awards, like to the Crockett people.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny if, like, CM Punk was awarded and fucking Dave Mustard comes out all wrong. Cause the best one, though, the best one ever was the fucking the Tommy Rich Eddie Gilbert one.
That wasn't Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
And it wasn't Pro Wrestling Illustrated, but as far as like being given an award on the TV show, that was the best one.
Yeah.
But I guess we could go ahead and wrap up. We could always do the B category at a later date, and so I guess we'll be back next week, hopefully, with a very beautiful guest who will be starting some shit on this show.
Yeah, we might. We might be stirring the turn. We might be the drama kings next week. Seriously.
Yeah. Somebody should tap to have Spinelli also listen to our show because I'm sure she probably heard the one from Brian, but you should tell Krazak to pass through our show too because she did talk about Spinelli on our show.
Yes, she did. She certainly did. So,
anyway.
Yeah. Still waiting to get a number, but looks like it's a pretty sure thing. So,
and since I end up with these phone numbers, tell Krazak to book every single hot girl from Shimmer on our show. I mean,
well,
I would love to.
We don't want to scare them off. We
want Melissa's phone number on my thing. Have Roxy's phone. Katcher would be so jealous that we had Roxy on the show. But yeah, everybody come back next week, and it should be a fun show. And as soon as I can find this damn theme song, we will be off the air here in a minute. Here we go. Okay, sorry, I have to pause the music because I forgot the plug. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows, like the Angry Mark Show, and a whole lot of other shows. So check out AngryMarks.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Ed in San Antonio, and you can follow me at Facebook at also Ed in San Antonio. So, yeah, everybody, check out all those, and let me get back to the theme song.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You want to find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up!
My wife tonight.